Barber and Hairdresser, Chronicle Building, second door from the corner on Brock Street, north side of Market Square. William Johnson is one of the earliest black entrepreneurs documented in Kingston. He was a successful barber and hairdresser who served the community for over 55 years. His barbershop was located two doors from the corner on Brock Street on the north side of Market Square, placing it in this large white building formerly referred to as the Chronicle Building. This building was twice damaged by fire, most recently in 1850. Afterwards, it was rebuilt by the famed Kingston architect William Coverdale. One of the largest and most imposing buildings on this block, this building used to be mirrored by two other white brick constructions also designed by William Coverdale. One was located on the other side of King Street East on the corner, while the other was located where the Bank of Montreal now stands. Together, these three buildings served to frame the area around Market Square with City Hall, emphasizing the civic importance of this site. William is mentioned in the Kingston Chronicle and Gazette as early as 1829 in an advertisement for his business as a barber and hairdresser. Like many other business owners, William fell prey to fires that often broke out during this period. In all, fires destroyed his shop no less than four times. In 1833, William's business was located on the westerly side of King Street until it fell prey to fire that burned both Brock and King Streets that year. By 1835, William was advertising his business in Market Square. Again, tragedy struck on April 18, 1840, when a fire destroyed his shop, forcing him to move to Center Street. 2 months later, he relocated and set up his business on Brock Street. The year 1841 was much happier for William, as he was married to Lavina Stewart of Kingston in St. George's Cathedral. Their wedding was presided over by George O'Kill Stewart, rector of the church. This was also the year that William served on the committee for the British Wesleyan Missionary Association. With his wife Lavina, George had a daughter Clarissa, who sadly died at age 3. William also fathered a son, who grew up to enter his trade, eventually becoming the barber of Sir John A. Macdonald. William's barbershop remained at its Brock Street location for 5 years, moving back to Market Square in 1845. This is where his business remained until his death in 1881. On May 25th, the Daily British Whig published an obituary for the late William Johnson. The article praises William for being, quote, honorable and upright in his daily life, exemplar in his business life, devout and liberal in his church life, end quote, and, quote, surely a good Christian, end quote.